Another afternoon of hot weather sticks around for upstate New York and interior New England. Highs today will soar into the 90s once again, and we will remain under the influence of an upper-level ridge. However, the cool front that moved through yesterday will hang to our south, becoming a focal point for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms, with the greatest possibility south of the Capital District. Excessive heat advisories remain in effect today for the Capital District, western and southern New England, as well as the mid and lower Hudson Valley. Please remember to check on elderly neighbors and keep pets indoors during this heat. Not much changes looking ahead to the July 4th holiday. Hot weather remains in the forecast with an outside shot at an afternoon thunderstorm. Best chances south of the Capital District once again. Our upper-level pattern starts to shift late week, a potent upper-level low. Coupled with a strong cold front will push through Friday. This will lead to an organized round of thunderstorms. Some could be strong, based on the timing of the cold front and the amount of cloud cover prior to frontal passage. Following the frontal passage, expect a much more comfortable weekend. Dew points will fall back into the 50s and lower 60s for Saturday. Highs will be in the 70s. Ridging aloft and surface high pressure will allow for warmer weather headed into the tail end of the weekend. Taking a look at significant weather around the country, heat remains a story for much of the mid-Atlantic into New England. Highs today will soar into the 90s with oppressive dew points in the 70s. Excessive heat warnings and advisories remain in effect for those areas. The desert southwest continues to run hot as well. Multiple wildfires continue to burn in the states of Colorado, New Mexico, and California. Red flag warnings are also in effect for Utah for dry, windy, and continued hot weather this afternoon. There's also a slight risk of severe weather today. A mid-level shortwave trough over the Columbia River Basin will move to the Northern Rockies during the day and then to the Montana-North Dakota border by Wednesday morning. Extreme instability is forecast to develop over central South Dakota by this afternoon, where dew points in the low 70s are expected. A well-defined surface front will extend from the Red River Valley west-southwest into northeast Wyoming. Thunderstorms will likely develop during the afternoon over Wyoming and spread along and northeast of the front. Model guidance shows an MCS is forecast to evolve, with Boeing segments and severe wind gusts over South Dakota becoming the primary severe weather risks after dark. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny skies with highs near 90. Expect an afternoon thunderstorm or two. In Boston, sunny skies this morning with highs in the lower 90s. An afternoon storm or two will also be possible. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high is 82, average low 61. The record high is 102 set back in 1911. The record low is 44 set back in 1978. Sunrise today, 5:22 a.m., sunset, 8:37 p.m., a total of 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a net loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Your 24-hour temperature extremes for the United States ran from 28 degrees yesterday morning at Walden, Colorado, to 119 degrees yesterday afternoon at Death Valley, California. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs ranging from the mid-80s across the mountainous regions to low 90s for the Champlain Valley and Glens Falls. Overnight, clear skies with lows falling in the low to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, excessive heat advisories remain in effect today. Expect partly cloudy skies by this morning and oppressively hot temperatures. Highs will soar into the mid-90s. Thunderstorms, though, develop between 1 and 3 this afternoon. The greatest threat here will be heavy rainfall. Overnight, partly cloudy skies with lows only falling into the low 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect more sunshine today. Highs will be in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Overnight, mostly clear skies with lows only falling into the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, excessive heat advisories remain in effect today. Expect more sunshine, but highs will maintain in the low 90s. A few thunderstorms will develop between 1 and 3 p.m. Overnight, partly cloudy skies with low temperatures only falling into the low 70s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, excessive heat advisories continue today. Temperatures will soar into the mid-90s. Expect the possibility of thunderstorms developing between 1 and 3 p.m., but again, those greatest chances will be south of the Capital District. Overnight lows will fall into the mid-60s to near 70. Your regional forecast, tomorrow, highs remain hot in the mid-90s with an outside chance at a thunderstorm off to our south. Thursday, expect sunshine for the first half of the day, but some clouds will move in for the second half of the day. Thunderstorms will be possible, but mainly points to the north and west. Highs will be in the low to mid-90s for Thursday. Friday will bring about big changes with a round of organized thunderstorms and our next big cold front. Some of these storms, again, could be strong based on the timing of the front and how much daytime heating we get on Friday. Highs will fall into the upper 70s to lower 80s. Saturday, a much more comfortable day. Sunshine with temperatures in the upper 70s, and for Sunday, highs will rebound into the lower 80s with continued sunshine. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.